Fred in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I am having built a egress walk out of my basement with steps. It's about 5 steps.
Okay.
And it's a double wide, about 72 inches across.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, is it required that I have single handrails or double handrails?
Hmm. That's a good question. I'm actually not sure. I'd have to look that up. But generally speaking, as long as you have one handrail in the middle, you're okay. If it's along the wall on opposite ends of it, then I think you probably ought to have two. I mean, why not? If you're going to put one in, you might as well put in two. And this way it's safer for anybody that goes up and down that space.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask the local building inspector, since you're having this built, what they're going to require. Because, frankly, I've seen a lot of situations where I know one was required and one was required by code and they asked for two. So it's kind of a minor thing for them. So just why don't you just ask and then give them what
okay.
they want. But if you just want to be safe, I'd put in two. I mean, I don't see any reason not to do that.
Right, right. And a side question to that is at the bottom of the staircase there, we have the basic drain. And we
okay.
had a lot of rain this weekend, and it's
yep.
backing up.
Where is it draining to?
Well, that was a point of contention. I thought they were going to do this to the sump pump, which is inside the house, but they put it to the outside foundation around the foundation.
Okay, but again, where are they draining it to? Because if they're going to dump that around the foundation, then you're going to put a lot of water around that house, and you want to get it away.
Well, they're saying and I can't tell because it's underground, they say it goes into these soft, plastic big black pipes. And that goes around and comes back to and connects with a sump pump inside. They said that, but when I tested it and I poured a lot of water on it last week, I didn't see any flow of that water back to my sump pump. So I don't know where it's going.
Yeah, and that's definitely a concern. You know, you can do a camera inspection of that drain. It's going to cost you some money. And like the companies that are like drain cleaners, they have these drain cameras. And they basically are like a long snake that you can run through there. They can always tell where the top of it is and the head of it. And they can tell exactly where that's going. But I think you definitely have an issue there. I'd worry about that more than the handrails because
okay.
that's not going to get any better. If that's brand new and it's backing up right now, it does sound very much like something was not put together correctly. If it's at all physically possible, I would have much preferred to see that connected by a solid PVC pipe, not a flexible pipe, but solid pipe out to the street or out to daylight somewhere. So as you say, you can always know that it's working and you can always snake it out if it's not. So that's definitely a concern. I think you got to get more into that. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.